Joining me now on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers politics, business, and much more for the entire listening area. Hello, sir. How goes your day?
Well, it goes well. The Friday before spring break, so if we can just get Friday behind us, we're good to go, right?
We will be good to go. Spring break, but you guys, things don't slow down for you guys. You've been putting out a lot of reports this week, and your home sales report came out earlier.
Yes, the first, the Arkansas Home Sales Report, just by way of reminder, we look at 14 of Arkansas's most populated counties, and that may not sound like a lot because there are 75 total counties, but it accounts for between 70% and 75% of total Arkansas home sales. And our January report showed good numbers for the three of the four largest metro areas. It showed that total home sales in those markets were up almost 15%. Unfortunately, home sales in the Fort Smith metro area were down almost 20%, with the average home sales price down about 11%. But home sales were up a little over 25% in Central Arkansas, up almost 25% in the Jonesboro area, and where you are there in the Northwest Arkansas, a little over 7%. So that trend that we saw that became strong in 2012 with increase in home sales and some would say more importantly an improvement and increase in average home sales price is continuing for at least three of the four largest metro markets into 2013. Now, 1 month does not make a trend, but
right
to have a 15% number coming in, that's a good start to the year. And the realtors we talked to say that the February and March phone calls that they're receiving does not suggest that it's going to let up much. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that particular segment of Arkansas's economy.
And as we mentioned, spring break coming up and people will be traveling, probably driving or even flying. And so I want to talk about emplanements now.
Well, emplanements, the reason we track emplanements out of the XNA, there, Fort Smith and Little Rock. Those are the three commercial fields in Arkansas, commercial airports, and emplanements are a direct measure. They're a good measure of business and tourism travel. And what we're seeing is we begin to see kind of a decline in emplanements in Northwest Arkansas and in Fort Smith, particularly in Fort Smith in the fourth quarter of last year. And we're continuing to see that to some extent at the XNA in Fort Smith. The emplanements at the February emplanements at Fort Smith were down about a little over 6%, and at XNA, the emplanements were essentially flat compared to February 2012. And at XNA, emplanements are up for the first 2 months of the year, just up a little over 1.3%. And in all of 2012, emplanements out of XNA were up just 0.4%. So, you know, that bears watching as. And there are a lot of factors that go into that, too. It's not only the local economy. The airlines are struggling with higher fuel costs. They're cutting capacity, which is to say they're cutting planes out of the fleet. We've had some of the issues with American Airlines now emerge. So it bears watching. We'll continue to watch that, and we'll hope that those employment figures out of those two airports will reverse the trend in 2013.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And something else people are keeping an eye on is the race for governor in Arkansas.
Right. And especially here in the 3rd District, which is most of what the City Wire coverage area in your listening area is. And earlier this week, we had U.S. Representative Steve Womack out of Rogers. I'll get that out in a second. was speaking with the Little Rock radio show, talk show there, and he said that he was asked about the governor's race and the Senate race in 2014, two high-profile races coming up in less than 2 years. And he said, quote, "I have not ruled anything out." And so that led to immediate speculation among all the political junkies in Arkansas that he was considering both the governor's race and the Senate race. So the City Wire, we asked, you know, are you considering these? And his spokeswoman, Claire Burkhoff, said, no, he's not going to be running for governor. And so we sent her his comments, the transcripts of the radio show, and she replied again with, he is not running for governor. So is still kind of a mystery. There are some folks who still think he's thinking about the governor's race. However, the important thing is though he is not denied an interest in the U.S. Senate race. And it could come down to him and U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, the Democrat. Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar has said he wants to run for that race. So we're, we're less than 2 years out from the election, but we're getting close. We're just a little over a year out from the primary. So I know we just came out of election, but we are about to head back into what will be a very interesting election cycle in Arkansas.
And finally, I would like to ask you about football. I know the Arkansas legislature can discuss a lot of things this session, but football?
Yeah, so much for these folks. You said they wanted to go to Little Rock to push for smaller government. Now we have government saying who should be playing who, apparently. And we could laugh about this if it wasn't moving through the legislature. You know, if it was just a bill that had been filed and
sure,
no one was taking it serious, we could laugh about it. But this bill is moving through the House side, and it's a bill that filed by Representative Andy Mayberry, who's a Republican from Hensley, and it would force essentially University of Arkansas and Arkansas State to play at least one regular season football game. And supposedly some of the proceeds would go to a charitable cause. I guess that was his hook. But
what's the reason behind it?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of folks have wanted or say they would like to see the two teams play.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. But Senator Uvalde Lindsay, the Democrat there from Fayetteville, you know, he couldn't believe it. He said it was that type of legislation. He used the word outside the boundary of what the Arkansas legislature should be regulating. And a lot of the legislators I've talked to say the same thing, that this really ought to be left up to the respective universities, their athletic department. You know, this gets down into the micro, what's defined as micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moving through the House side. I will be very, I think the Senate, hopefully cooler heads will prevail over in the Senate and it'll go away quietly. But it's just an example of, every time those legislators convene in Little Rock, sometimes us reporters talk about, what silly is going to come out this year. Well, this may get the prize for silly this year.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for talking to me today, and I hope that you get a little bit of break on spring break.
We're going to try. I hope you do the same.
Thank you so much. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers politics, business, and much more for the entire listening area. Thanks again, Michael.
You're welcome.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I brought in the president of the Ozark Blues Society, Roger Plourd, and he talked about the 2013 Blues in the Natural State. It's now a two-day festival. That's April 5th and 6th. Headliners, Ernest Guitar Roy, James Super Chicken Johnson, and John Lee Hooker Jr. Hear all about it Friday night at 9 on the Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.